we had a Chautauqua come visit about in 75, I think, or 79. And I was able to see it back then. And it was so fun. We saw the parade going through town, and I took a few classes, and they taught about passing on culture. And so when they talked about it again, this was last February, and this fellow came to town and said they had chosen Southeast Alaska to come visit. And originally, in 1913, they had come here in the early days, and they came back two times. And it was a way for people to learn what was going on in the world. And in the old days, there was Chautauquas going all around the country. And now I think there's just this one in the Pacific Northwest.
Can you kind of explain what and who the new Chautauqua are?
They're a range of people from 1 through 70 that take a month out of their lives every year and travel and live in tents and share with people. So I think it's supposed to be like a democratic system for, you know, everybody learning from each other.
What's going to happen when they get here? They're arriving pretty late, right?
They're arriving Saturday night, Sunday morning. So they'll be setting their tents up like in the middle of the night. And they have their own cook shack. So they'll be able to stay at Sandy Beach. And they're going to do community service at Sandy Beach on Monday. And if anybody wants to come help, they'll be working on trails and things like that on Monday. So a lot of it is to give back to the community is what they want to do.
And what's the plan for the rest of their time here? They've got a few events planned.
Well, first off, everybody's invited to a community potluck. It's bring a dish, eat a dish is what they're saying. So that'll be 3 o'clock on Sunday. We're also asking if anybody wants to bring extra food that they have for these people, like lettuce or eggs. We have 50 pounds of fillets already. But then on Tuesday is the parade. At 12:30, we'll be meeting between the grade school parking lot and the children's center. And basically, we're making a big loop around the school system. There'll be a marching band and stilt walkers, and everybody will have a good time, I think. And then we end up behind the aquatic center. And that's when, if you want to go to the workshops, they'll be happening right there at the Parks and Rec building. There's three sessions that are 45 minutes each. The first session, we have juggling and bubbles, ukulele, learning how to make a fire, hula hoop, theater games, slackline walk. Would you like me to go on?
That sounds fantastic.
And it just gets better from there.
So when they get on that ferry and everyone waves them goodbye, what do you think the people of Petersburg will have taken from their visit?
I just think they'll be really uplifted. I think the kids will actually, if they've never been around a circus, I think they'll learn how joyful and, you know, a lot of giggles and just kind of the wonderment of life. This is about frivolity and laughing a lot, I think.
Do you think this is a more pure form of entertainment and that's something that's good for the kids?
Definitely. These are skills like juggling, sewing, magic, acrobatics, face painting, voice, soft shoe. These are things that you can do when you're not around a computer, I think.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Heidi.
Yeah, thank you. Hope you all come.